KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, good day. Welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm Marie Rock. Joining me once again in the studio is Daryl Northbird. What are we going to talk about today, Daryl?
Well, you know, our first one, we kind of talked about the cells, and then we talked about the family. We're going to branch out a little bit more. We're going to talk about the reservation.
Okay.
This is a native-owned radio station, so I kind of want to, you know, be parallel to that.
Okay.
And so that's why we're talking about the reservation today. Anything and everything that we talk about, you know, is we got to keep in mind that it's only one way, you know, and there's many other ways mm-hmm. also. But here we are, you know, we've had these landfills on our reservation. And one of the things about a landfill is that, well, that's just what it is. It's a landfill. And as the years go by, and after they fill over the all the garbage that was dumped there and fill it up with dirt and whatever, that really turns to concrete. The dirt and everything is just like concrete. Is if you try to go down, I was in a place where there was a landfill, and we put up a Powell Arbor. Mm-hmm. And the city and where I was at, the city gave us only 48 hours to put up the arbor. You know, and that's like 100 some poles, you know, you got to put on up. And when I got up there, the first thing I realized, we knew it was a landfill that we were on. But the first thing I realized is that when we tried to take shovels and dig into the dirt, it was like cement.
Why does that happen?
It's just all the chemicals and everything, you know, that are seeping to, and you get a lot of methane gases coming out of those.
Aren't they supposed to vent those things?
And they do, because they got bladders, you know, that are staggered. The bladders are staggered as they come on up like that, so that the air or the methane gas winds its way up, and then it gets to these vents. Mm-hmm. That vent out the gas, and we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
But you know, we have to use jackhammers.
Really?
We use jackhammers to get all of them holes dug.
Wow.
You know, and we only had 48 hours to do it, so we're working around the clock.
And how many holes did you need?
It was about 130 holes or something.
Oh my God.
Yeah, right.
That's insanity.
It was insanity. I mean, we only had, four jackhammers working. We worked around the clock to dig those holes.
Wow.
And then we had to lay sod on top of that, you know. And then it rained after we got everything in and the sod was put in, you know. It was just nice and beautiful. And that night it just rained. that sod, like about a... At least about 10 inches thick, you know. It was just like carpet at first, and then it got all mushy, you know.
Yes.
So anyway, let's get back to the bladders and the ventilation of different, or let's just say our sanitation, where our sanitation department was and where our dumping site was. We call them the dumps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I happened to be working for the reservation, and this was right around the last of the years that the dump was open out of the Nary Road out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in there, and boy, they were like working around the clock, it seemed like, to always like bury everything. They had trucks, grain trucks, coming on in with things that were outdated. And they came to this dump here, and they dumped them here.
Wow.
Yeah.
You mean like chemicals, or?
Well, one truckload was a bunch of beer.
You're kidding.
No, it was outdated.
Hmm.
And then they just come and they threw everything out. Bulldozers came and, you know, bulldozed it over and on over. And then eventually it closed, and they had all of these ventilations coming on up through the ground. And they say it takes like anywhere from like 15 to 20 years for all that methane gas to, to work its way out of there and work its way into the air.
Wow.
Yeah. And the thing about methane gas is that you can actually turn it into electricity.
Really?
Really.
Don't cows have something to do with methane gas?
Yes. You know, they have all of that, you know. And the thing about it is, you know, is that we have things that are natural like that. Of course, there's, you know, they got hundreds of thousands of cows in one place, you know, and of course all that methane gas is coming up from the one place, you know. it's not like spread out all over everybody, you know, has got a cow in their family or something. Mm-hmm. So here you got all this methane gas coming on out, and there's like the natural where if it's an animal, you know, they produce the methane gas, but that's it breaks down. Mm-hmm. And then there's the garbage dump sites. You know, we're producing tons of it, you know, and it's all going into the air, being wasted, not being used, you know, overfilling the air with it. And then we wonder why, you know, we got such problems with the air. I want to talk about cutting the forest, but I think we're going to save that for one of the other shows we'll be doing. But
how would you propose that you would gather all that methane gas to possibly convert it to electricity?
There are methane digesters out there.
Really?
There is.
What do they do?
They take the gas and they capture the gas, mm-hmm. and then they turn it into electricity through as you burn it.
Wow.
Just like coal, you know. Mm-hmm. Coal is the number one thing that is the number one material we use, mm-hmm. to create electricity for us. But we'll talk about that again later.
Okay.
But, I know. I want to talk about those things, but we'll talk about them in a series.
Okay. I was gonna say, you know, with all of the, remember the energy crisis that we had back in the 70s, where they were talking about, you know, the gas shortage and the big energy thing going on. We have what, wind energy now. We've got solar. I just don't understand why we're not doing more of that.
Okay. Well. I wanted to use that in the world, but we can go ahead and we can talk a little bit about that. We got tons of things that we can use. We even got kinetic energy where we can put it in our park, our driveways.
Kinetic energy?
Kinetic energies that where you run over it. Let's say they have like a parking lot. Mm-hmm. And in the parking lot, you can go on in as your car runs over it, the energy that it creates.
That's crazy.
They have wave energy.
Wow.
You know, not the kind where you're waving at people, but that takes energy too. But wave energy, I'm talking about coming off the lakes, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we'll have to tackle those in our next segment or upcoming segments.
We will.
So you got me stuttering now.
Oh, yeah, we are going to go for it.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Daryl. That's going to wrap up another edition of Environmental Voices for KOJV 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.